Mum, I'm not coming back home. Looking back, it wasn't all the dramatic political events that changed everything, but a minuscule whisper. It was a 1-minute phone call. Half of it was silence. But that's all it took for me, in the autumn of 2016, to become homeless. I despise telling this story, talking about my homelessness. Especially the reasons behind it makes me cringe, politically, morally, and emotionally. Even before I begin, the fear of appearing as yet another whining exile demanding recognition already fractures my dignity. I had to leave my country to escape fascism, to be able to write, think, and simply be. The imprisonment of people like me, that is to say critics of the regime, had already become a daily occurrence in Turkey, and I had grown wary of reading very detailed rape and death threats made against me. But more than anything, I left home because fascism is a funny thing. It makes you constantly think about pyjamas. The footmen of such regimes always come knocking on your door at around 4 in the morning. They not only imprison you, but also shame you based on your choice of nightwear. So on the 9th of 6 November 2016, in Zagreb, the city where I had one friend and owned a tiny apartment, when I went to bed for the first time in years without worrying about how my night clothes would appear to the police, I decided not to go back. The initial plan had been to stay there for a few days just to catch my breath. And that's why I had with me only one pair of trousers, two shirts, and not a single idea about what to do next. But surviving in absolute uncertainty, turning from somebody to nobody at the age of 43, and starting everything from scratch in another language, seemed an affordable price to pay compared to being paralyzed with fear or having to be brave all the time. Thus, the call to my mom.